When rarely do we get on here, though, when we have a week where we get a loss that we don't deserve and complain? I mean,
exactly.
You know, in terms of, we never get on and go, I cannot believe that this scale was down 5 pounds this week. I did not deserve that.
You're so right.
Welcome to Real WW Talk, the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Aaron, and Ricky, who are following the WW, formerly Weight Watchers, plan. I'm the Aaron part of the trio, and each week we talk about our health journey on WW, what we've learned, what we struggled with, and what our goals are for the coming week. There's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are, just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, it was a stressful week for all three of us, from processing what happened nationally to just things happening in our own personal and professional lives. We each faced a lot of stress. And when weeks like this happen, it can either derail us or keep us moving forward. How about you? We're going to talk about that and how we want to handle it and how we actually handled it. Are you ready? Let's talk.
Boy, it was a week this week, was it not?
It was, certainly was.
It was a week.
I shared over in our Facebook group, which you can find us on Facebook, just search Real WW Talk, on Wednesday night, that it was a very stressful day on many different levels, and adding my work stress onto it as well, that I was doing okay. And then all of a sudden my brain just popped in and said, you need to make brownies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, does your brain ever do that?
Like, yours was brownies. Mine was cupcakes.
Mine was chocolate, Lindor chocolate truffles, to be specific.
It's so hard to shut that voice off, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought the only way that I could really do it was to actually put it out there and tell people that that's what my brain was saying. And so I put it in the group, and I put it over on Weight Watchers and Connect, because I felt like at least if I put it out there, that would help me. I did eat some pretzels, and I did eat some of my nephew's little snack packs, his little Olaf little gummies, but I didn't do the brownies, which made me feel a lot better. But I'm just amazed at how many times I try and tamp down these things and think that I've changed. Mm-hmm. I haven't changed as much as I thought that I've changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did a post in the group as well, because I'm seeing a cycle of when I'm stressed. You know, I was really kind of stressed this week. My son had some medical appointments and things going on at work. And I cannot believe how quickly my brain goes to, you need cupcakes. You need to eat something that, not necessarily, there's no good or bad foods. We've talked about that, but something that I wasn't planning for. And I posted in the group that after I gave in, unlike you, Aaron, I gave in and had it, but I had to then move on from it. And that was the harder part, because usually that derails my whole week. And this week, as everybody knows, there were multiple days where there was a lot going on. So I really could have made it a whole week of just choices that weren't the best for me. Mm-hmm. So I had to really dig deep to make some different choices and to change my mindset, which was tough. But I did it, but it was tough. I don't know about you.
I can definitely relate to you, ladies. For me, I had a gain last week, and that was the first Saturday of the year. So I went into the week thinking, I really want to make this a good week, but I almost set myself up for failure because I didn't have the snacks as prepared as much. So it was kind of the opposite. I was hungry all the time. Like, I was really just like in between those meals, I was just hungry. So by the time I ate dinner and dessert time came, because for me, I try to work in a dessert, that dessert didn't satisfy me because I was still hungry from, you know, just not eating enough through the day. So I found that by the end of the day, I was just giving in more than I probably would have if I hadn't restricted myself so much in the morning.
So yours was actual hunger, Ricky, as opposed to like kind of the emotions of your week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, did any of you find that your hunger goes up more when you're stressed?
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I found this week. And here's what's kind of crazy. So I came off of a loss last week, and I'm like, okay, I am doing it this week. I'm going to make it 2 weeks. You guys, I tracked everything, including the creamer that went in my coffee, and I didn't go into the negatives. Now, comparison to last week when I lost 2 whole pounds, mm-hmm. I ate cake 3 times a week. I ate chips and cucumbers together at the same time. Mm-hmm. I tracked everything and I went into the negatives. This week, no negatives, no nothing, and I'm up 0.4 and I'm not happy.
thank you, scale, for validating the wrong thing. You do the right thing and it's like, go up. No.
Yes, but mm-hmm. it's like the mind game of like, I yeah. did everything right this week and mm-hmm. was not rewarded mm-hmm. for what I did right. And I, like, this morning, I was like, rah, 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 rah. And then I, like, had to take a step back and remember something that one of our old coaches, Heather, said, you don't always get the weigh-in you deserve the week that you deserve it. Yeah. And I really appreciate how Weight Watchers now, it's no longer you just pop your weight in. It was, well, how did you feel about this week? And if mm-hmm. I take a step back, I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of what I did. It was an extremely challenging week. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I handled it in a really positive way, the best way I could, given, you know, like nothing like this has happened since the 1800s. So, you
know. And rarely do we get on here, though, when we have a week where we get a loss that we don't deserve. And mm-hmm. I mean, exactly. You know, in terms of, we never get on and go, I cannot believe that the scale was down 5 pounds this week. I did not deserve that.
You're so right.
We're like, I mean, you know, it's just a part of the journey.
Right. I'll take it.
Right.
And I think it's important to note, like, feeding off of what you said, Erin, like, this week was unusual and disappointing and in so many ways just stressful, you know, between national events. And, you know, I think before we got on, all of us shared, like, just with frustrations with our, like, work and other personal things too, that there's been stress in general, especially for the start of the new year when we were all expecting this year and not claiming that the whole year is going to be bad, not claiming that, but we were all expecting to start this year better than last year. And I think one thing that I do really appreciate about the tracker and the way they're doing it now is you can have notes about how your week went and a little smiley face, so that it's like you can have not only the feedback of how the week went and or how the scale reflected that week, but your reflections upon that. Like, maybe you did lose a lot, but you're like, I'm not really sure how this happened. You have that note. So let's say you forgot why that happened and you're like, hey, a year ago, I lost weight. I lost 5 pounds on this day. Now you know how you were feeling and how you interpreted that. And I think that's really valuable.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the fact that they have really, that WW is really focused on the fact that every day is a new day. And that for those who are not on the digital membership, you can go to a meeting virtually every single day, every single hour almost. So there's always opportunities for a reset. So for me, that's important because I can tend to be Saturday to Saturday, you know, well, mm-hmm. I didn't do well because I'm stressed. Let me go ahead and wait until Saturday. But dealing with all of the emotions of the week and being able to reset in the moment is important for my journey because, mm-hmm. You know, if you kind of extend it out more days than necessary, it just gets worse. Mm-hmm. So being able to nip it in the bud is important and to reach out to your community. So you guys have been great. And checking in with other coaches has been wonderful as well. So,
Ricky, I just want to echo what you said about the app piece. And I'm, you know, as I'm diving back into this part and like being really serious about trying to work this weight off that I've gained in COVID and, you know, really continue on the journey, I really appreciate that WW is trying to take the emotion out of the weigh-in. Because, mm-hmm. right, like a weigh-in is emotional in a way. Like, I'm proud of myself. I did all this great stuff. And then I get on, I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. And then the way my thoughts start to spiral with it. And being able to go into the app and check, well, how did I feel prior to getting on the weigh-in? How do I feel now? Remember, this is just data. What do you want to see the next time? Like, what were things that you felt like contributed to it? I think it's a really great way to acknowledge the emotion, but let's also look at it from the data perspective, like you were saying, Ricky, you can look back and like, okay, the second week of the year, I gained weight. Why in the world did that happen? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, this is why. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, it's numbers that have meaning. Mm-hmm. To it. It's not just, oh, I'm a failure, which would be the first thing that at least I would ascribe to a weight gain on the second week of the year. I can't hang, you know?
And don't forget, they have the 5-minute coaching. And one of the coaching episodes that they have is something that you listen to before you step on the scale. Mm-hmm. So I've used that. I don't know if you all have, where they'll say, okay, you're getting ready to step on the scale. Remember this, you know, and they say it in the calming voice. It's very professional. Mm-hmm. So that's something I would recommend as well. And I'm speaking to myself to remember to do that for next week.
So before I've done that one, and before I did it, I had in my mind what I thought it was going to be. And it was so different because I thought it was going to be step away from the scale. If it's not your weigh in day, step away from the scale. And sometimes I do need to hear that because I don't need to weigh myself a billion times a day. And I don't, but I also don't think I don't need to weigh myself daily. Sometimes that can even be triggering. But I did like that it was calming and it was saying, you know, prepare yourself that this is just feedback about this moment in time. I could go to the bathroom or drink a cup of water and it could be something completely different in 5 minutes. And that's okay too. It's just for this moment.
Ricky, you just said something that I wanted to ask you guys this morning. And that was, you said you don't weigh yourself daily. Do you guys actually weigh yourselves in the middle of the week, or is your only weigh-in on your designated weigh-in day?
So I was only weighing in on my designated weigh-in day for a good little bit because the scale was triggering for me. But then I gave in. And you know what I find? It's usually tied to when I feel I've done well, I want to see the feedback from the scale that I've done well. And so I have more recently been weighing in several times throughout the week. And it's a double-edged sword. I was down, full disclosure, almost 4 pounds by weighing in the middle of the week. But on my actual weigh-in day today, I was down 2. So it can make you can be excited and then you can get upset. So yes, the answer to your question is I am now weighing in more, but I think I'm going to go back to once a week because it's a mind game. It really messes with my mind.
I'm very similar. I do weigh in a couple times a week. It's usually by Wednesday or Thursday that I'm like, I want to know. Like I obsess about it when I first get up. And then sometimes if I move past that thought, I'm fine. But then sometimes I give in. And then I had a similar thing happen. I was down, I think 1.5 or 2 pounds midweek. And I felt like the choices I made after that were fine. And we're on track overall, except like I did mention, I ate a couple more Lindors than I had tracked. But then I weighed in this morning and I was exactly the same, which I'm never going to complain about not gaining, but I was like, but earlier in the week I was down 2 pounds. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. I think I said to the scale, you're kidding me. You're joking.
I'm going to hit pause real quick. Candace, we hear your precious child.
I was going to say, he's really...
Do you have to mommy right now?
He's actually very excited. So okay. I'm going to mute while you all are talking so that you don't have to keep hearing him.
You're okay. I just wanted to make sure because I think it's important to acknowledge that Candace has a different situation than us.
I do.
She gets better points than we do because she's a breastfeeding mom.
I do. And I also have to deal with when he wants to join Real WW Talk. And he's like, I'm going to talk too. You can hear daddy upstairs trying to keep him calm. So.
All right, I'm going to hit unpause now for us.
There you go.
I decided this week that I was going to go back to a routine that I used to have where I would weigh in on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And that Wednesday was always a good gauge for me of what the scale was going to look like on Saturday. And so when I weighed in on Wednesday, my weight had not changed. And I was like, same thing as Ricky, you have got to be kidding me. And I thought, this is going to be not good. And then I was like, no, Erin, you need to be positive. You've got to be positive because, okay, it may be down a pound and it's just not showing it right now. And then, of course, I weigh in today and I'm up 0.4 and I'm like, well, that's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But I always feel like Wednesday is a good chip for me. And I'm trying to take the emotion out of it, right? It's just a data point. Mm-hmm. It used to be if I would check in on Wednesday and see which way the scale was going, Wednesday was always my reminder. Okay, you need to buckle down. If you want to have a better weigh-in on Saturday, you need to get your life right. In this case, I was getting my life right. Everything was right. And I just wasn't seeing the weigh-in I deserved the week I deserved it. Mm-hmm. So I'm in my head today going, I'm going to take the emotion out of that because I am proud of what I did this week and proud of, you know, how navigated through stress. And the reality is when you have really stressful times, your body holds on to stuff. Mm-hmm. And so today my body's just holding on to stuff and there's nothing that I can do to control that. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I can control are the thoughts in my mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my thoughts are either going to serve me or hurt me. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather them serve me.
And what do you find usually happens for you guys after you step on the scale, and whether it's positive or negative, do you find that it impacts your choices for the rest of the day if you weigh in the morning?
And absolutely.
And how so? Because that, for me, it makes me, if it's up, then I have to be careful not to want to restrict and to do things like that to try to impact the scale, because I'm a control freak. So I'm like, I know how to make that thing go down, whether that's good or not. Mm-hmm. And if it's down, then I kind of get a little elevated sense of, well, I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. So I have that cupcake.
I can relate. Definitely. I feel like I usually, if it is up, it really depends on my mindset, how I react, because if it's up and I'm in a mindset of I want to take this week back, I can take this week back, I can do this, then yes, I think I do make choices that maybe aren't as restrictive as, like you mentioned, Candace, but like I will try to control more and I'll try to stick to the plan better than maybe I had before. But if I'm not in a good mindset already when I've stepped on the scale and it's up, then that's when I'm just like, well, what's the point? And so I think when it's down, I think my mind gets messy too. I think there are times when it's been down and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to have a great week, and I continue making good choices. Or it's down and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can have an extra this or an extra that. So I think it all depends on mindset, my frame of mind.
I'm 100% with Ricky. It's all frame of mind for me, because I'll get, if I'm checking midweek and I'm down, I'm like, okay, well, I can then have a few extra points here on something and I can add a little extra something here. But if it's like where it was staying the same like this week, what I'm trying to do is get myself to the place of it's a data point. But my brain goes, okay, we're going to stick right to our points. We are not going over. We're not dipping into any weeklies. We're not adding anything extra. Mm-hmm. Now, if in my mind it is in a place of defeat, it goes, why are we even trying? And I'm going to have pizza today because it's not making a difference. Like, I've done all of this right. Yeah. Forget this. Last week I ate 3 pieces of cake and potato chips and I lost 2 pounds. Why wouldn't I go eat, you know, pizza?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean. I think that I'm definitely not a proponent for saying that everybody has to only weigh in once a week. I think it's all mental for those who can do it every single day and they just have trained their mind to see it as the data point. I strive to be there. Yeah. I really do. I think that it can be very, very helpful for those who use it as a way to kind of just gauge their effort and who can kind of put it in its proper context. I just have to be honest that I'm not there yet. And that's okay as well. Mm-hmm. So for me, until I get there, once a week will probably be sufficient in terms of me not trying to either sabotage or over control my journey. Mm-hmm. Because it's a dangerous thing if you do not keep it in its proper context.
I remember John from our meetings many, 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 many years ago. And I remember he kept an Excel sheet. And he weighed himself every day. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. He weighed himself every single day. And then he would do his averages at the end of the week where he would get his weight from that. And then he would have this entire chart. And for him, again, like I'm just so appreciative and wish that I was there with him in the terms of being able just looking at it as pure data. And he was an engineer, right? So he was definitely wired that way. Mm-hmm. But he's like, you know, this thing isn't a straight line and it's not always a straight curve down. It's all of these ups and downs. But as you watch it, it goes like this up and down, up and down, up and down, but it should go down in that downward trend. Right now, I'm going up and down, up and down. this is my mermaid weight chart going up.
And it also shows my tendency to want to hide. Like I said, I really, when I don't want to see the repercussions of an action, that's the day I'm very motivated not to step on the scale. Mm-hmm. So you can tell the days I think I did well and the days I don't think I did, because that will affect when I want to step on the scale. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be that way. It really shouldn't. Like you said, if it's just data, I love what John was doing. That's great. And it's great to have that.
Yeah.
That's not me.
And that's okay.
No. Candace, you talked about your week when we started out and talked about how you got yourself back on track. Mm-hmm. What did you do? What was the thing that went, okay, I'm going to just stop this.
Yeah.
I'm hitting the stop button.
I've been on WW in its various forms, I feel like, since it was created. I mean, I just really feel that. And I said, when I saw myself going through a pattern that I've seen, I think I got frustrated where I was like, you've seen this before, Candace. Okay. Like, are we really about to do this where we're going to, in the brand new year? Because, you know, I look forward to my fresh starts. Mm-hmm. I got my January 1. It's the first week of the year. Are we really going to start off with this cycle? And so I think the motivation was, you can't do this in the first week, like, mm-hmm. of the new year. What are we going to do differently? You cannot talk about everything that you know to do, talk about the tools, get really excited about it, and then not do it. Mm-hmm. So I was frustrated with myself for wanting to begin to continue a cycle. And I challenged myself to say, what's the next thing that I would tell my friend to do? If it was Aaron, mm-hmm. if it was Ricky, what would I say to them if they came to me and said, I had cupcakes? I'd say, okay, track it. Mm-hmm. Go eat lunch, because never skip a meal. Don't skip a meal because you feel that you overate. That's ridiculous. And then get some exercise. Go mm-hmm. go for a walk, not as punishment, but just because. And it worked. It worked because I think I was frustrated enough to say, this is not going to be, it's too early in the year mm-hmm. for this to be a cycle that I'm doing right now.
Well, definitely kudos to you for catching that and for acknowledging it and acknowledging that you would have been waiting for this fresh start, and that to not do something with it would just be counterintuitive to all the work that you're doing, all the hard work you've done, and that you continue, that you plan to do for yourself and your family. So that's awesome.
How annoying is it to get on here and be like, hi guys, just want to let you know again, I had some cupcakes and, you know, scale went up and I just don't know why. And you're like, you do know what you're doing. Stop it. Like, I'm tired of hearing my own excuses. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. Because I think that that's where we all kind of get sometimes, where you're mm-hmm. like, I can't hear my own BS.
Mm-hmm.
Not one more day.
Yeah.
Have you all ever had that?
Yeah. All the time.
What are you guys really proud of this week? What are you proud of yourself for doing? A lot of crappery going on, but within that, there's got to be at least one thing that you're really proud of yourself for doing.
Yeah, I'll just think I'm proud of being vulnerable in that moment and posting it, because I really went, it was one thing for me to do it, but it was another thing for me to share it. Because I was, mm-hmm. when you're in a vulnerable place, sometimes you just want to keep it to yourself or keep mm-hmm. your perceived loss or of control to yourself. So I was proud that I reached out to our community, because it helped me to feel, I was like, even if everyone's like, I can't believe she had cupcakes. No one ever says,
no.
It made me feel less alone. So.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
I'm I'm proud that I didn't eat out a lot this week. I did have Panera on Monday, and I find that when I have choices like that, especially when it's like, it's not that I just got a salad from Panera. I got, you know, a salad and a sandwich and a cookie and another cookie. So the making that choice earlier in the week was setting myself up to have, to potentially have other choices the week later in the week that I wasn't proud of. But I, the rest of the week, ate at home, and I ate things that I had that I'd bought before that I'd just been kind of like, oh, I'll save that for later. And really just focused on having, just getting my pantry empty. I think especially in times like this, when people are, you know, struggling with not having jobs or due to the pandemic, or not having food in their homes, when I have a pantry full of food and I keep going out and buying more food, you know, it makes me think, okay, I need to be more realistic. I can save money, and I can make choices that are better for my wallet and for my success in WW.
That's awesome. I'm proud that I tracked this week. I'm proud that I actually got blue dots. I don't remember the last time I got a blue dot. So I'm proud of that.
And do you want to tell people? I think everybody knows what a blue dot is.
But. Yeah, blue dot is when you stay within your allotted points for the day. And I think it's, I forget, it's like five below, five above, something like that. Don't quote me on it. Somebody knows exactly what it is. But, you know, you got to give you a little bit of wiggle room on it. But
it's your healthy eating zone.
Yes, the healthy eating zone. And I stayed within my healthy eating zone, unlike last week when I didn't and lost 2 pounds. But whatever, I'm not bitter.
Not at all. You don't even sound it. You
not
sound
at all. It's in the past. You come to terms with it.
I do want to go ahead wins.
Go yeah. ahead. Say it again, Candace.
I said it sounded like we all had wins.
Yes,
you know,
and we did.
We've in different ways, which is unexpected sometimes given what was going on, or it's much appreciated given mm-hmm. the weeks that we had mm-hmm. on a personal and professional levels. So, yeah.
So what do we want this week? Let's do some goals for this week. I'll give you mine. Mine is to actually continue what I did last week. Cause I'm going to prove that eating in my points and not eating cake 3 times a week, I could still lose weight.
Yes.
You, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Doing this yes.
Again. Yeah.
Well, my step bet starts. I started another step bet because you know me. I've won. I'm not on a streak. I am on a streak. I've won my past 6 step bets.
Yay.
So, my warm-up week for my current one ends tomorrow. So my goal is 10,000 steps 5 days a week, which awesome. Is not 7. So that's not perfection.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it by walking in the mornings because I've gotten back okay. to really like enjoying walking. Even though it's cold outside, mm-hmm. I found ways to bundle up. So I want 10,000 steps.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful, perfect star goal. Even mm-hmm. I know you're not going for perfection with the numbers, but that's a perfect star goal because it's measurable, specific, all of that stuff. So
isn't that great? I'm yeah. learning. I'm learning. I'm a WW member. What about you, Ricky?
For me, I shared this in the meeting. I've shared before with you guys too. I have Peloton, so I do consistently use that, but I don't get steps, and it's kind of frustrating because I usually don't want to do a second workout during the day to get those steps in because I don't get them in when I'm sitting at my desk and working 8 hours in front of the computer. So my goal is to make some action steps to get 5,000 steps in. And I'm going to say for 5 days because it's hard for me to even get 5,000 in. And I don't want to be unrealistic and say 7 or 10 for me, because that's not, it's not realistic for me. So that's my goal.
Ricky, I'm actually going to join you in your goal of 5,000 because by 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon, I looked at my Fitbit and it said I had walked 872 steps. Terrible. Terrible. So I will make that a goal and I'll support you in okay. that.
Awesome. Sounds good.
So let's highlight a WW coach. And each week we try to catch a session outside of our regular, our local meeting. And Ricky, this week you get to highlight, you've picked a person.
Yes, I on Sunday went to Gigi's meeting, GGR, and she was fabulous. I thought she did an amazing job. I thought she was an excellent leader, incredibly positive. From the moment I signed in, she just had a lot of positivity. And you could tell there were a lot of people who were regulars for one particular reason. You can see in her profile, she talks about activity. But a lot of people were already moving when the meeting started. And then she said, I like to encourage people. And sometimes once, because she has multiple meetings through the week, she likes to have an active meeting where people are walking around their home during the meeting. So, yeah, you could see movement through, like, you know, in the different tiles for a few different people. So I really, really loved that because the meeting can be another time where we're sedentary. And I love that she encouraged that in her meeting. And I know she also mentioned doing Zumba. And so it was a very good meeting. I highly recommend it. And they also talked about the movie from the new Pixar movie.
Soul.
Yes. Thank you. I was blanking on it. And just how that, like, mental health wise and talking about, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but being able to relate that to a WW meeting was kind of funny because you don't really see the connection right away. But the movie was about realizing, like, how you live your life. I think especially during the pandemic when we're not living our lives the same way we used to, the movie kind of focuses on how you can think your goal is one thing, but while you're trying to achieve that one thing, you're missing out on life. And it was incredibly deep, and I loved it. I'd actually seen it before the meeting, not knowing that someone was going to mention it briefly, but I just thought that was a fun little addition to the meeting I wanted to share because it was good.
Awesome. By the way, WW actually has two different places where you can find out about coaching. So if you actually go up to the coaching tab, which is up at the top, that's actually how you can find coaches, and you can review them by their profile and by the reviews, or you can go under find a studio and find a coach using that way, and you get a little bit more limited view. But I think that's interesting that they've now added reviews to the coaching option. So interesting. That's not in the feature, right? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that in the app, the review portion. Have you guys?
No, I haven't seen that.
No. So if you want to dig in a little bit more, go for that. It's kind of, I'm a little intrigued by the review part because we don't always jive with every coach, right? Mm-hmm. And that may not be the coach for you, but that doesn't mean that they're a bad coach. Mm-hmm. So
it's how I feel about reviews in general, because no matter what it is that you're doing, everybody, it's subjective and everybody has a different opinion. But it's good to see if people are overall very pleased with the coach. But what's the harm in trying it?
Right, exactly. Speaking of reviews.
Yeah.
We have a podcast now, and so that's finally launched. So do us a favor. Only give me a 5-star review.
Only. Self-esteem can't handle less. No. Give the baby one. If you want any kind of incentive, you know, you don't need to feel guilty. The baby join. Give it 5 stars.
So you can find us now anywhere podcasts are, which is really awesome. And the cool thing is, if you don't want to watch us do this, you can pop us in your pocket and take us along for a walk. So you get so that double movement in there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have our Facebook group as well. If you just search Real WW Talk, come in and join the community, share what you're going through, share the meals that you're making, kind of help give inspiration to others, and jump in on any of the topics that we started to. We'd love to have you in the Real WW Talk Facebook group.
And you can also catch us on YouTube, because I'm a YouTuber. If you search Real WW Talk in YouTube, you can find the videos that we've streamed today live, and you can add comments there. So I'd love for you all to join us on YouTube as well.
Yes. And we are also on Instagram. So if you're an Instagrammer and you love just swiping through and seeing new content, we update it every day. We've got some of our food reels with some fun music and pictures of our activity, things that we, quotes that we love. So check us out on Instagram too at Real WW Talk.
Well, we wish you hopefully a less stressful week, a week where you, at least if the stress isn't going away, you at least feel in control of what you can do in the midst of it. And as always, we are here for you and we'd love to connect with you as well. Have a great week.
Yes. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.